Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just picking out verses 22 through 25 to read again. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. This is our text. The title and theme for today is Hope with Holiness of Life. To be honest, that doesn't sound like much hope at all, does it? The words holiness of life and hope don't really seem to fit together. They aren't very encouraging, at least not for us who regularly confess that we are poor, pitiful, miserable sinners. But notice what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that our hope is through holiness of life, or that our hope is in holiness of life, or that our hope is from holiness of life, or that our hope is because of holiness of life. That preposition matters. It's hope with holiness of life. Hope with holiness of life, but never forgetting that our hope is through Christ, as we heard last week. Those two things go together. Hope through Christ comes first, and holiness of life is what follows. Having set our hope fully on Christ, we pursue holiness of life. So St. Peter isn't here giving us hope in Christ only to turn around and take that hope away from us and say, no, it's actually in holiness of life. That's not what he's doing. We don't look to ourselves and our holiness of life for our hope. Our hope remains in Christ, and our hope in Christ remains certain. St. Peter makes that clear all the way through today's reading, and I know there's a lot there. But listen to just some of the things that he says. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the grace that will be brought to us and seen when Jesus is revealed again in glory. He says, you were ransomed, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot, so that your faith and hope are in God. His blood ransomed us. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. We are born again of something imperishable. As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, in other words, is the rejected stone, chosen and precious by God, and we are living stones being built up in Him. And finally, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. What marvelous descriptions of who we are. And of who we are, not because of our own works, not because of our own holiness, but because of God's own mercy and love for us in Christ. Because our hope is through Christ, it is alive and it is active. because Christ is alive forever and he is active. And that's the image I want you to have today of our hope. Not of our hope as something that is sort of stagnant and sitting, but something that is alive and active. Christ is alive and active. That's what we mean when we say that he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. His body, though crucified, is a living body. His blood, though shed, is living blood. And that's exactly how hope works. Just think about hope. Hope is something that moves people. Or we might consider the opposite. What is it like when a person is without hope? That person is someone, you might say, who is living in a prison of darkness and despair. For the one who has no hope, nothing they think, nothing they say, nothing they do matters. For the person without hope, everything is vain and worthless. So a person without hope has no reason to do anything. They have no reason, in a sense, you might say, to live. They are entirely passive. But it's exactly the opposite for someone who has hope. A person who has hope has a reason to live and act in particular ways. And that's true even if the object of hope is a long way off. You know, for us, our hope being through Christ, our hope in things that will come but are already promised to us, we may have to wait a long time to see what we fully hope in. But we already have that hope, which means we can already live toward that hope. So what it means for us is that hope doesn't leave us simply twiddling our thumbs. Hope doesn't leave us looking up into the sky just waiting for Christ to come. Hope leads to action. Hope leads to life. In other words, the hope that we have wants to get out. The hope that we have wants to affect the way in which we think and talk and act. St. Peter sets the stage for this right at the very beginning of today's reading. He starts by saying, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded." Preparing your minds for actions, as I said to the Bible study beforehand, actually in the Greek means to gird your loins, the loins of your mind. Picture someone in the ancient world who's wearing a robe. You can't move very fast. You can't do hard work when you're wearing your robe until you tie it up around your waist and are set for action. Pull up the robes of your mind, St. Peter says, and be ready for action. Be like the people of Israel when they ate the first Passover. Have your coat and your shoes on, your wallet and your keys in your hand. Or you might say, be ready spiritually to act and to live. Because we're headed somewhere. We have a purpose and a mission and a life of hope to lead. And dear Christians, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for us to live and lead lives of hope in holiness. So this is not about simply about our own action, but about how God, through hope, has equipped us to lead our lives. And he says all sorts of things in this section of 1 Peter. Along with preparing our minds for actions, he says that we are to be holy, as our God is holy. That we are to conduct ourselves with fear, a fear of a son, a child, awe and respect and honor for our God. We are to love one another. We are to put away the works of darkness. We are to long for the pure spiritual milk that we have in the Word of God. You might say when St. Peter says that we are to be holy, he really is giving us a word from God that extends its grace to make us holy. And so instead of saying we cannot be holy, what good is it? St. Peter would have us know that our God is holy, and he brings his holiness to us so that we can lead holy lives in this world. And yes, it's true. We lack that holiness fully and completely. But we are to pursue holiness and holy lives and not make excuses for leading unholy lives. And of course, the purpose of this St. Peter gives us when he speaks about who we are He describes Christ as a stone that was rejected but has been chosen by God to be a cornerstone of a new temple, a new building. And you are stones being built up in Christ to the praise and glory and honor of your God. St. Peter describes us as being a chosen people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people for God's own possession. You see, we have a purpose to our lives because of the hope that we have. We have purpose as God's people to live our lives as his people. We have purpose and meaning to conduct ourselves as holy priests, which means to pray for our neighbors in their need, to serve them with our lives, and to return to God sacrifices of praise and of thanksgiving. We were not a people of God before, but now we are his people. We had not received mercy before, but now we have received mercy. And the mercy we have from God is a mercy that leads us to live our lives before God in holiness and honor, to lead lives that proclaim his excellencies, to make him known to others in love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, because of the hope that we have, we can pursue holiness in our lives. Not to earn our salvation, but because our salvation is already secure in Christ. And so we go forth to love our neighbors. We go forth to lead priestly lives. We go forth to proclaim the excellencies of our God to those who do not yet know him. We go forth as people with hope. Hope with holiness of living. Because our hope is in Christ. And our hope has been planted by a seed that will never perish or go away. You have been born again to a living hope through the word of God. Although the grass withers and the flowers fade, the word of the Lord remains forever. And so our hope remains forever. And the holiness of life that God begins here will be complete in the life of the world to come, when we will be holy, as the Lord our God is holy. That is the end of our hope that we have through Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.